ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। टुडे वी आर गैदर्ड हियर टू फाइंड आउट हाउ टू क्लीन द चित। What is chit? Where is chit? How to clean the chit? Generally, it is said, I want to purify myself, the soul. When we are giving the introduction of the self, of soul consciousness, we are aware the existence of the soul. I am existing here in this body. And I am an eternal being, my original home is Nirvana, soul world, Brahmand, in Brahma element, living eternal energy, like an egg, still, but energy which has the power to express itself and experience itself. Means some living energy. So the definition of the soul, we know, it's mind, intellect, and personality traits, or sanskaras, or character, the inner strength, the inner power. That is known as sanskaras, resolves, impressions, different way of exploring it, expressing it. So what is, who am I? A soul. Consists of three faculties of the mind, intellect and sanskaras. Today we are speaking about cleaning the chit. What is chit? Is this part of the soul existing in the soul? How it functions? And if we are thinking of cleaning it, so I should know what it is I have to clean. If I have my clothes dirty, I need to know it's dirty and I need to clean. Which cloth is dirty? This is dirty, that is dirty. Or if its existence like a pot, Baba says. So, what is that making me dirty or has made me not so clean? What is the difference between the mind and chit? We do understand the difference between the body and the soul. We also understand the relationship between the body and the soul. both are functioning together. So the soul, the living energy, where is the heart of the soul? Does the soul has a heart? We know the body has a heart. Does the soul has a heart? Yes or no? What is the heart of the soul? It hurt my heart. The feelings of the mind is known as the soul's heart. And when the feelings are pure, I say, my heart is happy. If it is negative feeling or some kind of dissatisfaction, my heart is sad. So it is not this heart, the physical heart. Who got hurt? Physical heart or my spiritual heart? So the mind has been thinking, creating thoughts. It's the function of the mind to create thoughts. And it is the intellect that inspires the mind to think the way it directs the mind. Because decision is made by the intellect. Understanding, the power to understand is in the intellect. To recognize and realize it is right and wrong, discrimination power is also in the intellect. And then my personality of my values of life, my virtues, accordingly then the intellect uses these qualities with the feeling, with understanding, and that action is making again a circle, again and again repetition, and we call its expression action, habit. Repetition of action is habit. Repetition of my action is my nature. Repetition of a nature is my personality, my sanskaras. Now this is natural, normal of our life. So what it is actually making me not so happy, where these wrong things are accumulated. Or where good things are also accumulated. We call it as in sanskaras. But these sanskaras, which are accumulated, why don't I say, I need to change my sanskaras, I need to clean my sanskaras. Why are you speaking about, I need to clean my chit? So it means that some people call it chit means memory tape. Chit means something which suddenly I remember and I is triggered. And then our attitude, our mood, our feelings changes. Now, but what is this Smriti? What is actually memory. Some people call it its subconscious mind. Some people call it is a long, long time things stayed in like sleep and it is awakening or realization. But where? So if I take the example of a pot, for example, first a light. So there is a light just burning, but burning this light can be also like a diva. It's also light, the festival of lights we say, Diwali, the festival of lights. And these lights are actually burning in a clay pot, a clay shape of called diva. Small base. Now it is burning because it has oil in it. This wick is burning, giving the light, this cotton wool in it, because the oil is there. Now wick has absorbed, it is in oil, it's soaked in oil, and this oil is actually burning and giving the light. So where is light? Light is in the oil or light is in this wick? So it is light, it is called light. In the same way we call the soul light. And we say the light is gone, the life is gone. And so in life, is our lifelong existence that is in the light, now is burning according to the purity of our thoughts, our feelings, our memories, our virtues, our values, our behavior. This light, which is candle light, for example, it's a light which is, three things are visible in it. Which three things? What do you see, what you notice when the light is lit? Of course, light. Right? You put your finger on it. What is there? The fire. And what else is it has shaped? Form, flame, aura. Now when the light is lit, these three things emerge together. Light is off, the candles, all three are gone. So these three things are inseparable. The light, heat and form. In the same way, the mind, the intellect and personality, these are inseparable. You cannot separate them from each other. So this living energy, the living light, in this oil, what if the light is lit? If there is mixed something in it, the oil is mixed with dust. Our oil is mixed with the cheap oil, with a different, not good quality oil. Now what will happen? This light is burning. What else is also coming out from it? What do you notice when there's dust or some not clear oil is burning? the smoke is also coming, the darkness is also coming. The light means dispels the darkness. And here anything is mixed in it which is not of the same quality, this mixture is creating some different form, different color. And the pot, which is the base of the, where the oil is there, you see, it has become some kind of sticky in it. It sticked with this oil. Dust is sticking on it. So dust is separate. The pot is separate. And this dust and this was actually part of the oil which is sticking in the base. So here mind, intellect and sanskaras, this living light, its basis existence is this pure energy. And in that we are ignorant or enlightened on the basis of the light we have, knowledge we have. So the influences, mixture, impact, effect of others that goes deep in our subconscious mind is called chit. Good things is also, if something is there, it's in the base, it is also in the chit, in the experience means, which when we call it memory tape. So memory is not existence of its own. Memory, or you remember something which you have experienced through your sense organs. Means experience, reawakening or becoming aware, or situation and circumstances reminding you, bringing the thoughts in the mind, reminding. When you say, I remember, so it is not only intellect is remembering, but the feelings, memory is also generating the feeling what you had before, experienced before. You experienced through the eyes, seeing something with eyes, heard something with your ears, spoke with your mouth, or you ate something, and then suddenly you eat something different, of different kind of fruit or different kind of food, you say, oh, it tastes like this. Yes, this chestnut roasted or boiled, oh, it tastes like the water fruit. In India they call singhara. So one is here on the tree of chestnut and the other is the fruit in the water. I experienced myself like this then when I tasted chestnuts in 74 when I went to London. So there were chestnuts where they come and roast it and eat it. Or taste like just butternut. So I had forgotten water fruit, the singara, but by eating that, remember, that's the taste. In the same way, some thought, the soul had experience. Something in the past has touched it, gone deep in it, feelings. And so, if there are good feelings, pure feelings, then either we say happy heart or we say prasanna chit. The chit is, means my subconscious mind is also pleased with it. Prasanna chit. Joyful is harshit chit. Clean is nirmal chit. There's no mal in it. There's no dust in it. There's no rubbish in it. So in fact, whatever was the sum total impact and effect on the mind, which is just down, is, has made it base, but I am not necessarily using it or aware it because I am bringing more and more thoughts in me. And so then, this becomes my memory tape. If there are certain things which I don't like, and when I want to press it, suppress it, the more negative I suppress, the deeper it goes, you reach the stage of depression. And then the psychologist then try to bring, clean it, what had made you depressed. Something you pressed deeply, which was not pleasant. So your intellect had not accepted, your heart has not accepted, and it became, the chit became, this is just like something you continue to, rotten thing you suppress, it will immediately, suddenly it will spread the atmosphere like spreading in the atmosphere, not comfortable feeling. And you have roses in the pot, and you suppress, you press it, the fragrance emerges. It is same thing, what you press and what you suppress and what you deep suppress. So here it is also, these words are used, nirmal chit, means no dirt, not in my subconscious mind, in my deep memory, in my real internal feelings, in my heart of the soul. When there are good things there, is harshit chit, prasanna chit, satisfactory. So this contentment is there. Happy, happy heart. Contentment. What is content in it? What it contains? What remains in it deep down in me? And so this is why it is, God is known as Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda. Now He is also Supreme Soul. He is also Soul. All of us are souls, but He is the Supreme Soul. Now the Supreme Soul is the ocean of knowledge, unlimited knowledge, eternal truth, Sat, Chit, Chaitanya, living, expressing. Something which is living is experiencing and expressing. And what is expressing? Truth has no fear. Truth has no weakness. Truth is powerful. Truth means righteousness. And so when there is righteousness, then when there is truth, when there is benevolence, then this chit is clean. It's powerful. It is truth. So means in the consciousness is, the soul is conscious of it. So God is conscious, chit, chaitanya, of its quality, of its power, knowledge, purity, peace, love, bliss, truth, might. All these qualities are, it's a living energy of all these qualities, and the power is of that in it. So is Sat Chit Ananda. Conscious, subconscious, same. Conscious energy. Now what is, sometimes we say, my conscience is biting me. Conscience. What is that? So deep realization. So the intellect is making me realize of what which was not clean and clear. Conscience bites me when actually I am soul conscious. Then I am able to realize, I am able to become aware of the truth and not ignoring that weakness, but reminding again of my power and purity to make myself free from weakness. So what has happened in my mind and also in my personality, that has some imprints are there, which we can call it, it's part of sanskaras, because mind, intellect and sanskaras, you cannot separate. So here this part of sanskaras are now deep sitting, making a base on my mind with triggers again. So what is sanskaras? It's memory again, and then I come into action as well. So for example, if there is, I hurt my hand or my foot, so it's a wound there, it has created a wound. Now wound, after some treatment, is healed. Whatever that accident took place, it took maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and when I see the scar left on it, scars, some scars, like some total effect and impact of the action, positive or negative, accident or pleasant, a surprise achievement, leave imprints on you. And that encourages you to perform that action. So now this scars, for example, it's up to me. I just see, become detached observer and say, yeah, this accident took place, but now there is no pain anymore. Memory has come back, how this accident took place. And if I have taken this deep feeling of this, doctor is not good, medicine was not good, relatives were not supporting, and the situations were, now this has left a different memory in my mind. Instead of joyful healing that thing, I have just kept that feelings inside. So it means that I have my mind, which is supposed to be positive thinking, understanding drama, understanding karma, understanding some carelessness or not having patience in me, my own sanskaras, now I remove the imprint and I wash it away. So like just my clothes is dirty, and I know I recognize it is dirty, and if I continue to say it's very dirty, and I am still keeping it on, and so we say, my chit is not clean, my heart is not happy, my heart is not happy, and I am not actually realizing I have to clean it, no. So, okay, I realize it, I need soap. So, I need to clean with a device, with a method. Soap is needed. Okay, I know I have a soap, and I started making the soap, dry soap or powder on it. Would my sari become clean? Soap is quite powerful. Surf is quite very power to clean, but I need to have a method. I say soap can clean. So knowledge can clean me. Yoga can clean me. But how to have yoga, and what is yoga also? What is knowledge? So when I understand it is this, so knowledge is, we call it, it is knowledge which gives me a very clear understanding what has made me, my mind or my subconscious mind, impure. So simple word is body consciousness. Total answer is body consciousness. In body consciousness, but what kind of thoughts? So it means I need to now create with knowledge positive thoughts, pure thoughts, powerful thoughts. So, but then, okay, if still my waste thoughts and weak thoughts are still coming, and I am afraid that perhaps I am not using the right method, it is not becoming clean, it's still more dirty, and I stop it there, what will happen? The dirt which has come up from the water with this soap, I need water also. And so not only water, if it is too deep gone in it, I need to rub it. I need to manthan, I need to create the thought churning in the mind as well. Knowledge, churn the ocean of knowledge. Then your chit, you become harshit chit. There is a story in the scriptures that one time, it's confluences its stories, but later on written on the bhakti, that Lakshmiji was massaging feet of Vishnu, and Vishnuji was very smiling, harshit chit. He said, what makes you so harshit? Perhaps she thought that it is because she is giving comfort to the legs. But in fact, Narayan never gets tired and does not work hard work, but it is the meaning they want to show this bhakti thing. He said, no, I'm churning the ocean of knowledge. Churning, finding the jewel inside, making me hearful, tearful. So here I am using, I'm just not only thinking that I should be cheerful, I should be happy, I should not be sad, I am not so powerful. So how I am not actually using the knowledge to bring deep, create my feeling inside. I am a pure and peaceful soul. Do I bring the purity of feeling in me? I am. Originally, I am a pure and peaceful soul, and that is my aim and object now, because I realize that I am a pure and peaceful soul, so soul, it means my thoughts are not, at this moment, not giving me joy, not creating happiness in me, and not creating clarity. So intellect is also not so powerful. So I need to also have the yoga of the intellect with the Supreme. So knowledge and yoga. Only soap is not needed. Water is also needed. And now when I am in yoga, when I am putting this loveful, powerful water as well, water of love, love knowledge. And then when I love knowledge that I am a soul, pure soul, and Baba the purifier, so now when he's purifying, so certainly some negative thoughts will erupt also, which are deep down within me, which has made my clothes dirty, and I soak in a bucket, what will happen? All the dirt will come on the surface. What I have to do then? I throw that water away, put new soap, more soap, fresh, clean water. So you use the knowledge more and more and deeper way. The knowledge that Baba has given, I have to use it. Quality of the soap and also intensity is needed. I have a plenty of water and this much of very powerful soap. The soap will not have that effect and impact. What will happen? The negative energies, we concentrate a lot on it, and it has effect and impact, and chit becomes, subconscious mind becomes dirty. It is on the base of the mind, then that sticks with us. So need the clean. So I need this powerful thought, knowledge, understanding, and the power of relationship with Baba, experiencing not only my power, but godly power in yoga. It is the ocean of knowledge, Baba is the ocean of knowledge, but Baba is the sun of knowledge as well. So, okay, I washed my clothes, I use right soap, good power, powerful soap, in a concentrated form. So I become ekagar chitta, concentration. Now I concentrate on what I need to fill in myself in order to clean. You need to empty. If my pot is full with this and I want to clean, I need to have two powers. Either I have to turn it upside down, make the pot empty, it's filled with rubbish, but I don't have the courage. I'm afraid. So, okay, Baba says, bring to me, come to me as you are, whatever you are. Let this pot be under the powerful water tap. So what is happening? The water is coming constantly, constantly. Then it is going out and the water becomes clean. But still if something was there, deep, stuck with this pot that had been there for a long period of time, stale water. So stale stories of negative energy. Rotten fruit. Consequence of my interaction and action with each other. Sanskaras, which is called. So they are sticks. So what I need to rub it. I need to clean with concentration. Not only just remembering Baba, but using power quality of Baba, the purifier. Baba, the almighty authority, the power of love, the power of purity. So then when it's called ekagra chitta, means just concentrated on one, with one goal, with an aim. And so Baba is giving me again and again, remember me, remember your home, remember your kingdom. And what is in that kingdom? In that kingdom are these qualities. You are still human beings. It's not that we have four heads or four arms. No, we are golden aged human beings are also human beings. But with divine virtues. We are human beings, but we bring godly qualities. Brahmin qualities become godly qualities. Godly quality becomes divine quality, natural qualities sharing with each other. And so they are always cheerful. Always deity's small faces, shining eyes, smiling face, sparkling face, diamond. So it means it not only ekagrachit but constant as well. Ek ras avastha is also the chit is ekagar and is sthir. So it is just this power is actually making me shine. So just like when the cloth I am cleaning, I need soap, I need water, I need the sunshine. Then when it is in sunshine, it is sparkle and freshness comes in it. Okay, I can dry in shade as well. But the heat, this yoga power, not only having yoga, but making it powerful. So it is the experience that I had with people, with myself, with my wrong actions, with my connections, interactions, behavior, the impact and effect that was there created some deficiency or effect which made me feel that I am lacking something in dirty or weakness. Now, if dirt is there, I recognize and realize, but what I concentrate on? How clean it should be, how sparkling it should be. When we are sick, if we continue to only sick thing focused on the sickness, sickness will create sadness. The aim, doctor keeps saying, what are you going to become? What is my health? What is my happiness? What is my, when it's cure, what will become? So, the quality, then when medicine is there, which is an aim, what I want to become healthy again. So now, it is opposite. You cannot clean dirt with dirt. Clean water, good quality soap, sunshine, some heat. So this is godly qualities that we are using every day, then by letting it going into deep in my consciousness with the power of truth. So every quality I have faith and I feel it and I believe, that is the power to clean. Godly qualities, faith in it. I love that what I want to become. I want to be clean. I want to be pure. So then I am watching the weakness of others also, weakness of myself, but I'm not making it again dirty myself. So here, when I connect myself with Baba, with the benevolent being, and use the qualities, so man, chit, conscious and subconscious, everything is surrendered to Baba. You have to surrender the cloth in water. Or let the water come on you, say to me, here I belong to you. I surrender myself to you because on the path of bhakti, they ask to be purified, but don't surrender to be purified. Here I am, on the moment I realized, but then I also have the aim what I want to become. So my connection with Baba, to become perfect again, free from defect, perfect, free from defects, inner defects, free from effects of my own, whatever it was had affected me in subconscious mind to make me guilt, feel bad, lose hope in myself, lose power in myself, making myself totally degraded, not being worthy. What Baba is giving me completely opposite. You are worthy child. You are divine being. Once again you have to become what you are. What you were, what you was. So that truth of my own self makes the clean, chit clean, mind clean, consciousness clean, memory comes back with the experience of this quality. So what is the power of cleaning is experiencing, bringing the quality up to the level of experiencing now. I am. Let us have just this one thought. I am. Breathe in purity. I am. A pure, clean, hold on this thought. I am a pure breathe in purity. And peaceful soul. As I breathe in, I bring fresh air of self-respect. This is my original self. This thought is changing, creating feelings in me. I feel coolness within me. Clean, cool, still. Silent. An eternal being. Blissful being. I dive deep in my being of eternal purity. As being the child of God, the eternal truth ever pure. Living truth. This purity and peace of eternal truth is cleaning the consciousness I become detached observer of myself. And see how Baba's power works. Naturally, as the sunshine, the heat of the sun dispels the darkness. And cold. It's light of Baba's knowledge. Pure love of Baba. Awakens my subconscious as well. I accept the truth. I believe my original self eternal self is clean. There is harmony. My mind between the thoughts. Mind intellect and divine sanskaras this is the power of cleaning the chit. Truth cleans the chit. I belong to the Supreme, benevolent being, beautiful being, ever pure and purifier. Satchidanand. Chit recognizes the truth. Maintains the power of truth. And is ready to let go of anything which was not true. I am a pure and peaceful soul. So the power of realization and the power of relationship with Baba Baba, my Supreme Father, Supreme Teacher, and Satguru. Makes me also aware. Chit becomes very natural, saral. Saral means no complicated. Saral chit. And just like a mirror is standing, is there in front of rubbish. It is showing the rubbish is there, but mirror does not take the rubbish. Something is dirty here, the mirror is showing is dirt, but mirror does not take the imprints of that dirt. So clean chit is a mirror which is making me know what is not right. So I know it, the negativity of others, the negativity of myself, negativity and nature of others, but I don't take it in. So the mirror should have the light. So I have the light of knowledge. Able to see, but detached, uninfluenced. Not affected, not attracted. This consciousness of disinterest makes the soul not to collect more rubbish in deep consciousness. And reminding myself, awakening the experience or making fresh experience. Because now it's there. It's not a picture. It's real. God is a reality and is present. present in front of me at the present time. Truth. Sat bring into chit, into deep feeling of the heart, of the feeling of the soul, of the mind. Light, sunshine of the intellect, power of the pure samskaras. So up to now we had only picture of pure mind, pure intellect, pure feeling, positive thinking. But real experience is chitta, memory then. Leaves the impression later on to reawaken myself. If I have a picture of the sunshine in the room, only a photograph, it will not dispel the darkness. I have a nice scenery of the ocean on my wall in my room. I cannot feel the coolness and freshness or swim on the wall, I will break my hand and feet. So it is the truth of my own realization of my relationship with Baba. And harmony between mind, intellect and sanskaras is the method to clean this chit, deep consciousness, which had been based on ignorance or weakness, forgetting myself, my truth. So all the qualities of Brahmin qualities, of godly qualities, of deity qualities, using now to clean. So Brahmin qualities are knowledge, based on knowledge, based on power. Godly qualities, purifying qualities. Deity qualities, natural, easy, natural sharing. So we are experimenting and experiencing and exercising now. Yesterday Baba said, abhyas, exercise is the method, the key. This powerful, loveful, constant flow of Baba's energy is a big powerful shower of taking the dust away, removing the dust away. Courage to let myself be empty the pot, this mind, and let it be filled with godly power, with freshness. So then, with this saral chit, easy nature, contentment, prasanna chit, contented, self, contentment with the self, there's no depression, there's no complaint, there's no competition. So all these negative things that make the conscious and subconscious dirty, there's no chance for that. So natural, so divine virtues, godly virtues, Brahman powers, all relationship with Baba, that brings joy, security, protection. So we fly home with the consciousness of Sat Chit Anand. Sat Chit. Truth, is living in me. Blissful life. So God is Sat-Chit Anand. So what is it? Is whatever it is there is a natural expression as quality is living. It's not a picture only. It's not only memory. But it did exist in reality. The photograph that I have on the wall is existed. And now the garden has become barren garden. The tree has no fruit. It is winter. But it has the power to bring freshness, new leaves again, new fruits again. So on the path of bhakti, we had the photograph of the summer garden. But life was like a winter tree. And Baba is once again giving the vision of the summer garden, garden in summer, emerging same flowers. Distant fragrance is changing the atmosphere. And that memory of the experience of the fragrance of the flower, it has impact on us. So in chit is the impact and effect of good or bad. And when the impact of truth is there, blissful is there. When the impact and effect is weaknesses and negativities, is dirty and it makes defected. And when defect is there inside, even my vision is perfect, there's no power to do perfection. Perfect action. Perfect connection. Because there's some oil, dust is mixed in this knowledge. So this is why this exercise of vicelessness Baba speaks about. Because we understand vices make us dirty, defects make the mind dirty. And sometimes we ignore it. Or sometimes we just let it say we are lazy. Let it be there. Everybody has it. So taking my own responsibility for my joy, for my happiness. Then I will keep it clean because I want to enjoy it. I really like it dirty. Then what will dirt elect if I like dirty things? Mosquitoes will come. I keep the pot dirty. Even without expecting anything, the mosquitoes will come and make my Mimi unwell. Sick. It's stale water. In consciousness. And clean water in consciousness. So then I need once again ekagra chit. Just focus on one. Prasanna chit. Nirmal chit. Harshit chit. Clean. Pure, satisfied, happy, happy heart of the mind, pure feelings, deep feelings of the soul, which becomes a power-based base and the base of the feelings is chit. And when it is truth, it is ever blissful. That is sparkling. So a mirror still then becomes so clear, clear mirror that don't take any effect. The dirt is there, could see others as well. And I can see my own mirror. But I don't take, in fact it was, but now it's different because Baba is with me, purifier is with me. Om Shanti.